Welcome back to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio. I'm your host for the day, Greta Anderson. The music you heard was a track from a British group called Slow Dive. And while it was playing, a swarm of musicians, music DJs, promoters, and producers invaded the studio to talk about music on and at KHOI and to get your sights focused on a special opportunity for you this coming Thursday, just 4 days from now. So we've got one of our best DJs here at the station, Steve Weiler, whose show Little Hits airs on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. And we have Ron Carson, the person behind our Third Thursday musical events, which have been occurring simultaneously on KHOI and at KHOI every third Thursday of the month. And finally, we have Brian and Rachel Dudley, who are part of the band that will be playing this Third Thursday at our station at 410 Douglas Street. The band's name is Liana, and it is billed as a shoegaze band, which is where we'll start the conversation. What is shoegaze music? DJ Steve Weiler is our resident expert in this genre, and it makes, I understand, it's a big portion of your Tuesday night show. So.
It is. I play shoegaze and rock, and I actually, my show started off as just a rock and roll show. But when I realized that there were other DJs that did basic classic rock and, you know, usual rock music, I decided that I'd throw in a little shoegaze. And sometimes I play just shoegaze on my show. And mainly what it is it's a genre that emerged in the late 80s and the early 90s. It started in Britain. And it was part of the British indie rock scene. And the reason it's called shoegaze is due to the band's motionless performing on stage.
Motionless performing.
Yeah, where they kind of just stand and gaze at their shoes while they're playing their chord progressions.
Okay. Now, yeah. Does this have anything to do with pedals at their feet that they're
manipulating? Oh, yeah, that has something to do with it as well. But the music is kind of transcendent. It kind of gets you into this kind of hypnotic state. So
okay.
These bands would perform, and they would just kind of be kind of gazing at their shoes. And, yes, that has something to do with it as well, just the distortion pedals, too. Yes.
The distortion pedals.
Yep.
Okay. And it's what you might call introspective, as we just heard?
Yeah, it's kind of overwhelmingly loud with, like, long, droning riffs, waves of distortion, and cascades of feedback.
Oh,
yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Well done.
Vocals and melodies that are, like, melded into walls of guitars, creating a wash of sound where no instrument was distinguishable from the other.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so
instruments.
It kind of all melded together. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, so a wall of sound. I've heard of that, but that's from an earlier era.
Yeah, that started with Phil Spector back in the, I think, early 60s. Phil Spector is the one that created that wall of sound, and shoegaze kind of adopted that sound.
Okay, and it is a form of live music, though.
Right.
But it has a really highly produced sound, like you might produce in a studio.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. It has this kind of, when I first discovered it, it was something like I had never heard before. It was just a completely different sound, almost put me in a hypnotic state, kind of like ethereal in a way.
Yeah,
kind of otherworldly.
Yeah.
Otherworldly, yes.
I was using my thesaurus this morning, and I came up with both of those words.
These are words that I came prepared with, right? I was looking at my thesaurus, too, this morning.
But actually, I was thinking of Jordan Mole's voice. So anyway, Brian, why don't we turn it over to you? And it makes a lot of sense that you guys, who do a lot of live music but also do a lot of production kind of mm-hmm. work in your very own studio, Nova Labs, would be drawn to this kind of mm-hmm. sound and you know, pursuit.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a ton of reverb and delays and things like that we use on the music, and it also gives us a chance to kind of show off the vocal harmonies that we have going on in the band.
Right. Okay. So, and that's Jordan and Rachel.
Yep.
Yep.
Rachel, do you have vocal training?
No.
You're just
no,
good at it.
I just sung along with the radio since I was little, and so no formal training.
Okay.
I probably should, but.
Okay, so the band features you, Rachel, on drums and vocals, Brian on guitar. This is from according to my notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've also got a baritone guitar and a bass guitar?
Yep.
Okay, but no keyboards.
We've had keyboards in the past, and we're sort of messing around with having some in the future. Johnny, who plays a baritone guitar in the band and essentially started the band, actually, he's starting to he got a synthesizer module and some keys, and he's starting to like jump back and forth a little bit between guitar and synth. So.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, synthesizer is the instrument or that you would normally associate with this sort of blendy mm-hmm. kind of music.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And our recording also, many of our songs have synth on them. And so we do incorporate it into our recordings. And we have in the past had a live synth player as well, one of whom was Ron Carson's daughter, Chloe, for a while before she moved to Minneapolis. But it's difficult to schedule five people for shows and practices and things like that. So after she left, we kind of like threw up our hands like, oh, we can't do it. So we forged on as a four-piece.
Oh,
since
cool.
Then. Yeah.
All right. And so you guys do gaze at your shoes.
Yeah. It's sometimes it's closer to like tap dancing, depending on the different songs. Some of the songs, you know, you're jumping in between tones so much. That's another sort of like identifier with shoegaze music, I guess, is the tones shift throughout a song, sort of like a movement. You can have anything from like very heavy distorted guitars to like just really clean reverbed and delayed guitars and stuff like that within the same song. And, that makes it a lot of fun, but it means you do end up like looking down at your feet a lot and tapping a lot of pedals.
Okay. Do you sort of feel different, or do you have a sort of different stage presence when you're doing this compared to when you're, you know, rocking out with your band Strong Like Bear?
Kind of the nice thing about this band is I don't worry about stage presence whatsoever. We just play the songs and like, you know, just really kind of go with it and like float with the music, you know?
Nice. Okay. Well, that certainly promises a fun, interesting, and cool experience for the listener. Why don't we listen to a 45-second clip, a small clip from the middle of your song, Sky Ladder, and maybe we'll have Steve talk about it. This is the title track to the band Liana's Sky Ladder CD, available through Nova Labs in the Ames Music Store, I presume. That was an excerpt from Sky Ladder by the band Liana, which will be playing a one-hour set this Thursday at the KHOI station, to which our listeners are invited, 7 p.m. That was really just wonderful. I love the sounds, and the, like you said, the vocal harmonies are distinct and, you know, just interesting. So, Steve, later in the song, the vocalists have words that they sing. Mm-hmm. Here they're kind of using their voice as instruments.
Right. Yeah, and if you noticed in that that sample there, it almost sounded kind of like 60s psychedelia in a way.
Right.
That's what it kind of reminded me of. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you guys are possibly the only shoegaze band in Iowa. Is that true?
There's one other I know of called Basin, they're around. But there's not many in the state that we've been looking.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a genre that is not too well known here in the United States. As a matter of fact, it started in the late '80s in Britain, and it's never really made it to the U.S. market, mainly because in the early '90s, grunge rock came along. You know, like Nirvana and Pearl Jam. So bands like Ride, and which is a shoegaze band, and Slow Dive, they never really made it into the U.S. market at that time. But up until recently, about 5 or 6 years ago, they have this resurgence of shoegaze, which they're calling new gaze now. Yeah. So it's although I don't like to use that term, but
why not?
Well, I don't know. It just doesn't sound right. It's shoegaze will always be shoegaze, but it's, you know, of course, a play on words, calling it new gaze. But there are a lot of bands now that a lot of bands that are kind of adopted that shoegaze sound, and they're, you know, making new music. I'm trying to think of M83. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is a band that kind of incorporates shoegaze sound into their music. I don't know if you're familiar with M83. Asobi Seksu. You know her?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, she's Japanese. There's a lot of Japanese shoegaze bands, too, which I play on my show as well.
Okay, so, and that's at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Yep, it'll be tomorrow night at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Do developments in technology, have they kind of helped this along, this new gaze movement?
I don't believe so. I think
no. It's old stuff.
It's kind of resorting. Well, it sounds pretty much similar to the older stuff. Okay. You're talking about the new stuff, right? The new gaze.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I just think it's so. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's technology based.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the new technology that does get implemented is trying to recreate the old technology.
Right.
That's interesting. So okay, well. I've Googled Liana, and I've looked at your CD cover, and I'm pretty sure you have an interesting answer to the question about your name, which you will inevitably be asked on Thursday night when we have this party at our station. Blake Delaney will be the host, and you're nodding because you know Blake, and also because
that
you
guy.
And you have already performed here for a Third Thursday concert. So I don't know. I feel funny about asking you that question about what your name means. I don't want to steal Blake's thunder, you know.
No, it's okay. Johnny's wife, Terry, came up with the name. And it's sort of like, I mean, besides just being a pretty sounding name, and she thought it fit the music and you know, and all of that. It also means like vines in the jungle, like those big long vines that like Tarzan swings from and stuff. Those are called Liana.
Right.
So it has a very organic quality to it that we really liked.
And it's sort of that whole idea of transcendence. You can climb that vine on up. And,
yeah. We have a lot of songs with climbing and falling going on in them.
And there's a monkey on your CD.
Yeah.
I thought. Oh, I saw a different one.
Oh, we have a T-shirt design that is kind of a
– Yeah.
Like a – almost like a monkey gargoyle sort of creature climbing up vines.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the great thing about it is it sounds almost Irish. Liana.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Of course, we are having this
on
St. Patrick's Day. So, well, you've never been to the rainforest.
No.
No.
Okay. You'll have to go sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron Carson's been sitting here quietly. He's the one who invited you to play at our Third Thursday Cafe in January, and he's the one who invited everyone into the studio. Ron, you made a great choice making Blake the MC.
Yeah, he was the person closest to being Dick Clark. I'm looking for a Dick Clark guy, and Blake Delaney filled the bill.
World's oldest teenager?
Well, maybe not that part, but I watched American Bandstand, you know, decades ago, and, you know, where he'd come up to the band, you know, he'd introduce the band and go and share the mic, pass the mic. Well, he'd control the mic and interview each one, you know, what's your favorite color, but I wanted a little more depth than that, and Blake comes up with good questions, and he'll ask him, tell me about your name. And, we already know all about that. So if you're listening to this show, so he just killed his only good question.
He always comes up with good stuff. And then he's, you know, pops back down and the band plays some more. It's a really nice
He knows when it's
rhythm.
Time to get out of the way and just let the band do the talking. And
he's a good singer, too.
Well, we haven't heard that here. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday we will.
Yeah.
He's a good DJ, too.
He's a good DJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does Ghost in the Machine later on Thursday night. And, yeah, he does a good show. It's a live show, but the music is recorded. So for this, it's a live show, and the music is live, too. And I know he really likes that because it's, you know, it just has a different feeling when you know it's live and every note that's played, every word you say is going out. And, you know, if you mispronounce something or say something stupid or a Freudian slip.
Boy, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Yeah. Live without a net. And I don't know who Annette is. Liana's sister.
This is the third Thursday Cafe.
It is. It
and
is.
That's just
third
thrilling.
And third Thursday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's. But the reason I invited Liana is I was at DG's one night. I can't remember what other bands are playing. But Liana sounded so lush and so beautiful. I could just – I close my eyes and imagine that going live over KHOI. And in fact, I'm bringing in a ringer for that. I'm on the tech crew, but I'm bringing in a reverb consultant, Adam Brimeyer. Am I pronouncing that right? From DG's. He has got the magic touch. He's going to come in and do the lush effects. I think if I did the sound for Liana, it would sound kind of flat. I'm not a shoegaze guy. I didn't even hear about it until my daughter joined a shoegaze band. What is that? And so now I know. But I'm going to need help, and so Adam has graciously agreed to come over and bring the magic box that's going to put reverb on everything.
He's run sound for us more than anybody else, so he really gets us. So it's a good choice.
He was certainly getting you that night. Yeah. It just sounded so dreamy.
And everything sounds better with reverb.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
More reverb.
We have a lot of sound guys that are sort of like, you know, really? More reverb? More? Really? You want more? But Adam's like, okay, you want too much? Okay.
Okay. Is reverb kind of like an echo?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what causes that ethereal, otherworldly sound that we were talking about earlier. The reverb does it all, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. And so I was kind of wondering what the audience at a shoegaze performance does. I mean, Ron was closing his eyes and...
There won't be any slam dancing or anything. We should be okay, I think.
Are we to gaze at our shoes as well? Or?
I think so. Or just close your eyes and just, you know,
I'll be looking at their pedal boards.
There you go.
Why do you click that one on? Right? Oh, okay. I get it.
Well, just the Third Thursday Cafes in general, we are very lucky. You know, the listener, it's like you've got great music. You've got good sound, a nice venue, really unique kind of setting, and it's free. I mean, what's not to like? You guys have played here. What did you think of the whole event?
It was a really, really positive experience. All the volunteers that threw down and helped out, everything from sound to like decorating the cafe and all of the signs and things like that, it was very welcoming. We felt like we were treated like way better than we normally get treated. which we greatly appreciate. That was awesome. It felt like an event, you know.
The hospitality extended to the band as well.
Yeah. There you go. If you've never been to the Pantorium building, it is a historic building with tin ceiling and high ceilings. It's sort of shabby chic. And so let's see what else we got here.
Well, we could talk about the series itself. The Third Thursday Cafe, we started out with Strong Like Bear, and Brian and Rachel are also in that band, so they broke some ground there. That was our first Third Thursday, and we had some kinks to work out, and they're gracious enough to go first, and it was a really nice experience. And then we had Obsidian's Dream in February, and they took it in a little different direction. We actually had dancers that night. because we pushed some chairs out of the way so they could do that. And then, of course, this Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, Liana. And then next month, April, we've got Dr. Murdoch coming up, which is going to be really fun. And speaking of fun, in May, we're going to have Britches and Hoes Ukulele Group. And that's going to close out this series. We'll probably resume again in the fall. We're going to take the summer off and do things outside. Mm-hmm. But I've been really delighted with this series so far. Don't disappoint me now, guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is kind of like a summer, a free summer concert. You know, mm-hmm. it's got that community spirit of that.
Definitely.
Maybe mixed with a house party or something.
Mm-hmm. It was a way to bring people into the studio that had never maybe even heard of KHOI before and bring them in and see what it's all about, what can be done, see the potential to this. And it was just an unutilized potential. Nobody else had the idea, so I did. You know, somebody had to do it, and so I took the initiative, and it's not something I usually do, but it just is an idea that just had to be realized.
Now, I don't know, Ron. A couple of years ago, you were hauling around equipment on Thursday nights at a different place.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The depot. Yeah, the depot repo.
Right. It's been really great for the station, too, for us who volunteer here quite a bit. Cause,
great teamwork.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you know, it builds that sense of community and builds morale to have something really exciting going on every month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it feels like an electric house concert, but like being broadcast so everybody can kind of like check it out, not have to leave home if they don't want to. And
right, but we do want you to leave home. We want you all to come over.
It's a lot more fun to have an audience to play for, so I hope some people come out.
We've had great audiences so far.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, don't disappoint me, people.
Okay, well, I think our time is up. We're going to go out with more of that song that we heard earlier by Liana Skyletter. Thank you so much, all of you. Steve Weiler, DJ of Little Hits, Tuesday at 10. Brian and Rachel Dudley, musicians, recording artists, the band Liana, and Ron Carson, KHOI guy.
All around man.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's been great. Radio. You've been listening to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, a show featuring people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. I've been your host, Greta Anderson. In the first 10 minutes, I reported on wolf shootings in Iowa and spoke with Vince Evelsizer of the Iowa DNR about their significance. And I reported on research findings on neonicotinoid seed treatments with ISU Associate Scientist Matt O'Neill from the Department of Entomology. We also got some updates from Leanne Harder of Story County. Local Talk is replayed at noon and 7 p.m., so you can hear the show all over again or tell your friends to tune in to 89.1 FM. You can also stream the show at khoifm.org or download the show from our webpage. The show will appear as a story on our homepage, khoifm.org, with links relevant to the content. We do Facebook posts and Twitter, too, so you can always catch up to KHOI on social media. Our engineer today was Nadia Abdelazim. Our theme song is Backtrackin' by Al Harris and Tom Richards from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. We also heard a track by the British shoegaze band, Slow Dive, and a track by the Ames shoegaze band, Liana. See them live this Thursday night at KHOI, 7 p.m. At KHOI, we have volunteers of all ages and descriptions. All you need is an enthusiasm for community. Please stop by the station to start your KHOI volunteer experience. Of course, your role as listener, as well as your generous financial support, is what keeps the lights turned on and the ideas continuing to come to fruition. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again on the radio.